Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I had some interesting emails and blog sites to visit this week dealing with foliage or what we often call houseplants. I have a list of some of the favorites, and a few are said to bring wealth or love. Kind of neat, huh? What could they be? Well, we'll tell you. Ed Thralls joins us with a seedling update and helps preparing the garden, and Joni has a few plants she likes for the patio or deck. We also hope you'll call in. And number here is 1-888-45-LAWNS, and you become part of the program, or you can text us at 23680 with a question or two, or maybe some help with a problem. We can use that. Colton's at the controls, so Teresa and I are at the microphones, and Joni is answering your calls. So plan to join Colton, Teresa, Joan, Eddie, and me for your Better Lawns and Gardens program. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Visit us on the web at betterlawns.com and on our Facebook page at BLG Radio. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Technology has made instant entertainment an everyday reality. And as Americans, we do love to be entertained. From apps on our phones to social media, from Netflix to YouTube, we literally have thousands of entertainment options at our fingertips. And although we have to be careful with the content, there's nothing wrong with being entertained, unless we start to think that the goal of life is to be entertained. Entertainment is a distraction, and it can keep us from paying attention to what's most important. Ask yourself, how much time do you devote to entertainment? Do you think it's possible to have too much of a good thing, especially when that thing isn't the main thing? And what is the main thing? The Bible teaches that you and I were made to know God and make Him known. That's the main thing. The goal of life is not to be entertained, but to enjoy fellowship with God through His Son, Jesus. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. I really enjoy foliage plants. After all, I live in the area of the indoor foliage capital of the world. Where is that? Well, if you don't know, it's Apopka, Florida. Foliage plants have been popular during the pandemic, and hopefully interest will continue. When I stopped by a local grower supply store, they said it was continuing, but supplies like containers were hard to obtain. The person was a bit skeptical and said, we may be growing our plants in the ground. Well, I suggested we go back to growing them in number 10 and powdered milk or egg cans. That's what we did when I came here in 72. That was the way the nursery bought, when we went to the nursery, we bought lots of our plants. And like I said, I came here in 72. And, you know, what you did when you got the plant at the nursery, they had a shears, and they would cut the side of the container, so when you took it home, it would be easy to get out. Anyway, I have a list of popular foliage plants and some that have an effect on us or the display area. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, your host of Better Lawns and Gardens and Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Hour number one, it's hard to believe, but our next gardening season is around the corner. So I asked Ed Thralls to help us with what we should be doing for our seedlings, which mine are up and growing, by the way, and help preparing the garden, too. Some of my seedlings were up in less than 2 days.
Wow.
One was up in 1 day.
The heat and the rain, it all works.
Yeah, and also Joni says it's not too late for summer plants, by the way. Hour number two, longtime friend and retired spokesperson for Scott's Miracle-Gro joins us. We're going to find out how his garden is doing and what are some of his favorite vegetables and flowers. Plus, he celebrates a sort of risky National Gardening Day. So what could that be? Well, we'll let Ashton tell us. How about that? Webpage is up for July. Get up on our website, betterlawns.com. Right now, let's welcome the people making the program totally possible. Of course, Teresa's at the microphone. Colton is over here keeping us up and going. Without him, we wouldn't get up on the air. And Joni is answering your phone calls. And she tried one time to get us up on the air when we didn't have somebody when we were down at Disney. There you go. I can hear you, Joni. She's getting herself all warmed up there.
Good morning.
Good morning. I guess she's there. But anyway.
I'm here.
Good.
Good morning. Good morning.
You got to find all the right buttons. Thank you. Thanks. You got Colton in there with you.
I know. Thank you, dear.
We've got it working. We're good.
There you go. So you can call us if you want, and Joni will be happy to answer the phone, 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text us at 23680. One trash can this week.
I'm disappointed.
I know. I'm slacking off. What can I tell you?
But it's been so hot, Tom.
That's what happened. I got home, from what I was doing or late in the afternoon. It was just too hot, and I said, go ahead and grow. I know you got drenched by rain, and Colton, maybe where you live, you got a lot of rain.
A lot of rain.
Joni and I got 2 inches at the most.
Really?
Wow.
And that's over 3 or 4 days. It just went around us. I mean, we could watch it going around, the thunderstorm and all that, even yesterday.
It's incredible that you say, oh, my goodness, I'm getting rain at my house, because you're driving on I-4 and you're heading to your house. And then you turn the corner and nothing.
That's what it is in my neighborhood. We come down and we leave the radio station here. If it's raining outside, we go to our neighborhoods high and dry. I can tell you, a lot of fog this morning, however. Yeah. Did you hit the fog coming
in? I did not hit fog.
You didn't? Wow.
No.
When Joni and I came in, it was foggy. When we got up around here, it was starting to be hard to see.
Yeah. Really? That much?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, that much. You came here early. That's why you're an early bird. Been hot in the landscape. I was out consulting one day, and I was out in the sun, and you're out in the sun all the time, Teresa, but for 4.5 hours just walking the property with the people. And I tell you, it got kind of hot.
It does. It was so hot this week that 2 days this week I was asleep by 9 o'clock, and I'm a night owl.
I know,
so
that's unusual.
I never go
for
to
you.
Sleep before 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was out by 9.
Yeah. How was your week, Colton?
It was good. Good week.
Nice and cool in here for you?
Yeah, it's cold in here, hot out there.
Joni and I got home last week, and we had a real surprise when we got home from the radio program. Air conditioning system was down.
No.
Yeah.
Unit was totally frozen up.
No.
Fan was not working. Guy came out, said, well, you need a new fan. Said, got to wait till Monday because the thing's under warranty. So we spent 2 extra hot nights.
Oh, that would be rough.
Yeah, yeah. It reminded me of my days in Maryland when I was a kid, because we didn't have air conditioning. It was just as hot, and the humidity was just as high. Many a night I went to bed sticky.
Well, that's what I always think, that North Carolina and that area, that mid-Atlantic area, is so hot during the summertime with the humidity that you come down to Florida, we have air conditioners.
Good.
Joni, you didn't have air conditioners in Maine, right?
I don't think so.
No, I don't. No. You opened the window and got the sea breezes.
That's right. Hoping it did have sea breeze.
Yep. Well, I planted my vegetable and flower seeds. Some were up in less than 2 days. Everything is up now. What was up the first day, 1 day later, was the marigolds.
Wow, they are fast, though, when you put them in the ground.
Then the zinnias, now the tomatoes are popping up. So
wow, you're going to be right on schedule.
Well, we're going to find out when Ed Thrall comes up. I bet he's way ahead of me. I know he is. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about houseplants here. And I have a list of the different ones, and one of them, orchids. If you bring orchids inside, it's supposed to bring you luck and love, good luck and love.
I think that's a great idea. More people should grow orchids.
Yeah. This comes from some of these hints of what they bring you come from the DIYS.com website. It's a neat website. You ever been up on it?
No, but I'm going to check it out.
Go up on, check it out, DIYS.com. And I just, they sent the information as a press release, and I got up on their website, and there's a lot of information there. There's the things that you can put to use, I think.
Well, I like that they have what the trees will and the plants will do for you.
Yeah, let's give them a couple more of those there. Pothos helps remove negativity from the room, whatever negativity is.
I need some of that sometimes.
And the rubber tree here to Ficus, Alaska, success with money.
Good.
Put more. We can put more of those in the room.
Exactly. And so are the money trees part of that?
There was a money tree somewhere on that list, I think, and it was going to give you money. Yeah.
Yeah,
which is kind of neat. And you had that on your list.
I did.
Yeah. Peace lily helps remove negativity from the room.
That's sweet.
And now here's the one I don't understand. Maybe you can tell me. Snake plants, Sansevieria, mother-in-law's tongue, whatever you want to call them. Good luck. And they bring you good luck and removes negativity from the room. I think somebody's just trying to sell snake plants.
I think so, because mother-in-law's tongue, you don't think about your mother-in-law, except mine. I have a really sweet mother-in-law. But you don't think of mother-in-law as being able to remove negativity from the room.
No, you don't. But, you know, the snake plant or Sansevieria has become very popular now.
And it's a real, you know, I know it's invasive, and we really shouldn't put it in the ground. I like it for pots because of its texture, the texture and the architectural value of it. But it is a really, it's got a lot of great purposes. It's a hemp plant, and the fibers on it.
Oh, yeah.
It really has a lot of purposes.
Yeah, and the one that's green and yellow is very pretty. And
honey.
And they have some that are kind of... cream-colored.
The cream-colored. And then they have the kind that are marbled with the white and green and yellow.
And tubular. Some that are tubular.
The tubular ones look weird. Don't they look weird?
Yeah, I like
them. But they're a great plant, and there's people that collect all the different varieties, and there's hundreds of them.
Yeah, I used to have about five of them at one time, and now I'm down to two, I think.
How do you go from five to two with a snake plant?
I moved is what happened.
Oh, and you left them back there.
I gave them away, I think.
I try and tell people not to put them in the ground, though, because they do become invasive, unless they can be kept within a kind of like cement bed.
Yeah, and they do flower, by the way. People don't realize that. Jade plant brings prosperity.
I love jade plants.
You know, when we had the jade plant, if you don't know it and you're listening, it has little kind of roundish, ovalish leaves, I guess. And we used to call them rubber plants when I was a kid.
Really?
That's what my grandmother called them, so I knew it as a rubber plant. So when we had the rubber trees, the ficus groups of plants,
right?
Then it threw me off. I didn't realize it. But
I always like to think of them as bonsai plants.
Yeah, they're small.
And they kind of grow that way.
Kind of tough and durable. And there's a number of those. There's variegated of those.
So, I've never seen a variegated one. I'm going to have to look for that.
Very, very neat. So you had a couple others on your list, right?
I did. I had the ZZ plant, and it is a fantastic plant. It's shiny leaves. It's very architectural. Kind of reminds me of the cardboard or the kunti, but it's really thick textured. It's kind of a succulent, and it does beautifully in shade.
Tough and durable.
It is tough and durable. And then I have the Hoya. Which is tough and durable in the right conditions, and it has those beautiful, fragrant flowers.
Yeah, mine's flowering, by the way, right now. And it brings out the moths. There's some moths at night that will get on the
flower. Have you ever had the nectar drip off of it?
Yeah.
And have you ever tasted it?
No, I have. Too scared.
No, it's very sweet.
Well, it doesn't look like it's bothered you. You're still walking and talking.
I am, living proof.
Yeah. Okay, a couple more here. I've got the heartleaf philodendron. Which has been around forever, and it started out in Florida. There is a gentleman by the name of Bob Mitchell who was credited with introducing that one into the Florida trade.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that was it had occurred when the fern, the sword fern, which they were marketing, was I guess being sold pretty heavily, so they needed something else. So he introduced the heartleaf philodendron, I think, during the 30s, somewhere around there.
Cool. It's a very popular plant.
Kind of neat. Also on my list here, spider plant. I don't know why the spider plant makes so many lists, because as an indoor plant, it goes downhill pretty quick, I find.
I noticed that, but then it also can become invasive if you put it out in the yard.
Yeah.
So it's not one of my favorites.
Syngodium nephitis is another one that was on the list. Variegated dwarf chevalier, I know it as Trinette, and the Chinese evergreen. I love the Chinese evergreen.
I do too. That's the aglaonema, and it's beautiful.
Yep. So those are some of the house plants, foliage plants, whatever you want to call them. And if you want love, you bring orchids in. If you want money, you put in a rubber tree and also a jade plant, it looks like to me, from that there. So anyway.
Good job.
Yes, and today, lecture at Peterson's Nursery at 9:30 a.m. on orchid care. The orchid doctor will be doing the lecture today, they say, and that's in Lakeland, Peterson Nursery in Lakeland. When we come back, Ed Thralls is going to be with us, and we're going to find out how his seedlings are doing. What do you say? This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you homebound? Florida's bringing COVID-19 vaccines to you. Just visit aarp.org/flvaccine to learn how to request vaccinations in the comfort of your home. AARP also has the latest updates about COVID-19 vaccines in Florida. Or you can contact the state's Elder Helpline at 1-800-96-ELDER. That's 1-800-963-5337. A message from AARP Florida.
As a Marine, Jamie's team always had his back.
Dr. Davis.
As a civilian, when things got dark, they still did. Jamie was losing hope when he found the Florida Veterans Support Line. Connecting with his fellow veterans helped him get back on track. Now, he gets to pay that support forward as a veteran care coordinator. Call 1-844-MY-FL-VET. Confidential, 24/7.
Asking for help is hard. Call me. I've been there.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Technology has made instant entertainment an everyday reality. And as Americans, we do love to be entertained. From apps on our phones to social media, from Netflix to YouTube, we literally have thousands of entertainment options at our fingertips. And although we have to be careful with the content, there's nothing wrong with being entertained. Unless we start to think that the goal of life is to be entertained. Entertainment is a distraction, and it can keep us from paying attention to what's most important. Ask yourself, how much time do you devote to entertainment? Do you think it's possible to have too much of a good thing, especially when that thing isn't the main thing? And what is the main thing? The Bible teaches that you and I were made to know God and make Him known. That's the main thing. The goal of life is not to be entertained, but to enjoy fellowship with God through His Son, Jesus. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us today. If you want to text me, that's always open to you. That's the easiest way right now to get to us. And that's 23680. But feel free to call in and talk with Joni. She'd love to talk with you. 1-888-45-LAWNS. We don't want her going to sleep in there or anything like that. She'll do that later. And that number is...
There you go. You tell him, Joni. She was sticking her tongue at you.
I know. 1-888-455-2967. That's 1-888-455-2967. Again, at Peterson Nursery, and that's in Lakeland. I did it quick at the end of the first segment, so let me give it to you again. 9:30, basic orchid care. There's the orchid doctor who's going to be doing the lecture today, and they'll be meeting inside, which is good news.
Air conditioning, yes.
No, not air conditioning, fresh air conditioning.
Oh, fresh air. But, well, the orchids will be happy.
Yeah, but it's cool in there at 9:30, I'll guarantee you. So anyway, it'll be good. Tell you what, let's get our good friend Ed Thralls in. Ed has big news here of sorts. Ed Thralls, University of Florida, Orange County Residential Horticulture Agent at the Orange County Extension Center. And Ed, top of the morning to you.
Good morning, Ed.
Tom. Good morning, Teresa. How's everybody doing there?
Well, as you can see, we're good. It was foggy here. Is it foggy at your place?
Yes, it is, but it's starting to clear up.
Yeah. Teresa said she was not in a fog this morning when she came in, which is good news for the rest of us. I think Colton said he was in a fog this morning.
Still foggy out now.
Yeah, it still is. But Teresa?
It was not at 5:30 this morning.
I don't know whether she had her eyes open or not, Ed. Now, Ed, what do you hear? What do we hear about you retiring after 20 great years as an extension agent? And I have to add military service, and you had you have degrees in electrical engineering, information technology, and horticulture. You know, is this true?
Unfortunately, it is all true, and I'm only 37 years old.
Oh, there you go. Wow. You are a Renaissance man, Ed. Your background is so amazing.
It's varied. I don't seem to stay in one place too long, I guess. I like learning new things, and for the last 20 years, I've worked with UF IFAS, but it's all coming to an end, and October 1st will be my first day of retirement again.
Yeah. And you were a master gardener for a long time before you got your horticulture degree.
Yeah, I got was a master gardener almost 6 years before I got my horticulture degree.
But,
isn't that amazing?
I'm still a master gardener.
you just go to work for 20 years at a place and just to get the pension. Isn't that right?
Yeah. No, I didn't do it this time. I really did enjoy what I was doing. That was why I didn't leave.
Yeah. Now, listen, Ed, if you want some new experiences, you need something to do, I've got weeds in my yard. I mean, that would be something new, and I would give you a certificate of appreciation. How about that?
I'm not so sure that's a good idea with my bad back.
I understand. Hey, listen, now let's do a little review here. Why do we start our own transplants?
Well, one of the reasons we start our own transplants, we can get plants growing in our garden we can't find at the produce market. And we get to grow different plants than they sell at the garden center. And we get to choose plants that are adapted for our environment. So it's fun. We can get an early start on the season. We can avoid bad weather. We can reduce pest and disease control needed when we compare the plants with seeds directly planted in the ground.
Yeah. I'm going to have to tell you now, my seedlings are up and growing. I know that yours are way ahead of mine. But I had some, Ed, the flower seeds come up in a day, 24 hours after planting. The tomatoes were up in 3 days.
I got tomatoes that came up in that length of time. I also have some that just really are slow. I used some pelleted seeds this time, and it seems to take a little while for that clay to get off of there before the seeds can grow. But they're starting to show up. I planted out 144 plants, 18 different varieties.
Wow.
And I'm concentrating on tomatoes right now. So I planted 12 hybrids, 5 heirlooms, and 1 tomatillo.
Yeah, so quickly give us a really care update once we get them up and growing here.
Well, once the first true leaves appear, and I've got some starting to show on mine right now, I start fertilizing with a half-strength liquid fertilizer at least once a week. And if you've been growing the seedlings indoors or a screened patio, move them out into full sun and keep them more compact. It's just difficult to keep them growing where there's at least some shade. So get them outside. Keep the soil moist. And you may have to irrigate two or three times a week to do that.
When will they be ready for the garden, Ed?
Well, the tomatoes should be ready in about 4 to 5 weeks. And the timing is just perfect now because we're going to be starting our vegetable garden about the middle of August. And it's hard to believe that's just a few weeks away. But peppers may take a few weeks longer. I usually plant out peppers when they're about 8 to 10 weeks old.
So what should everyone be doing to prepare their garden for the next planting?
Well, if you solarize the garden to take care of your nematodes and soil diseases, you want to get the clear plastic sheeting out as early as you can in August, and then get the weeds out of the garden and then add organic matter and work that into the top 6 inches of soil and rake the soil well, surface and water well. And then several days before planting, add fertilizer and make a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of weeks before planting if you're using organic fertilizers. And if you've got all your, you know, take an inventory of all the other things you have. Where'd you put your trellises? Get them ready to go. And do you need to make some more cages for your tomato plants?
Yeah, always need more. So what forms of organic matter are available?
Well, for a long time, folks have been using raw manures from plant-eating animals like cows and horses, and they throw chickens in there, but I know chickens don't eat just plants. And then they're, one of the things about raw manures we've learned, we should compost them at least 6 months before using them in the home garden to make them safe for us to use. And then there's compost made from animal manures such as black cow, and then there's compost made from plant materials such as the ones that were once provided by Orange County Solid Waste Management. Since COVID got in, the county hasn't really made a surplus of compost, so it's difficult for the homeowner to pick those up. Hopefully, they'll open that up again. And then you can also use your kitchen and garden waste products to make your own compost at home.
Yeah, that's kind of neat to do. You know, here's my problem here, and I get this question all the time. How do you know how much organic matter and manure to add to the garden site?
Well, with our sandy soils, it's usually difficult to figure out how much compost to add because the more you add, the more it seems to disappear. So I keep adding it every chance that I get. There are instructions on the package if you're buying a commercial-made compost that tells you how much. But as a rule of thumb, usually about 1 to 2 pounds for every square foot should be sufficient to get started. And then for maintenance during the growing season, half to a pound per square foot should have worked out.
So what should we fill the raised beds with? Should we fill it with the organic matter?
If it's your first raised bed garden, I would fill it with a good potting mix to get the best results, or maybe one-third compost to two-thirds potting mix. But if the raised bed been used for several years, just top it off each growing season with good quality compost.
Yeah. You know, when it comes to using organic matter, I just tell people add as much as they can, these sandy soils. Like you said, it just eats it up.
Yeah.
Yep. How much time do we have to add the warm season crops to the garden now?
Well, this is, believe it or not, the last week in July. That's hard to believe. So we're about 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks from actually starting the warm season garden. And we've got to about the end of October to add some warm season crops to the garden. After that, it'll be too late for crops like tomatoes and peppers because temperatures are starting to cool down. The plants are starting to slow down a little bit. And then it'll be time to put your cool season vegetables out.
It happens so fast, doesn't it, Ed?
It does, and you got to stay on top of it or you lose the opportunity.
Yeah, it goes by so quickly.
So, Ed, does it matter whether it's in the ground or in containers? We still have that time frame for both?
Yeah, the environment is what we're dealing with, so it makes no difference whether you're using containers or planting right in the ground. We've got to deal with the seasons that we're growing them in. And in Central Florida, it's rather unique, different season. And for those who are new to the area, we're starting our gardening season now. We're not finishing it like they are up north.
Okay, so can we expect pests with these crops?
Oh, boy.
that was not good.
That was an open-ended question for him, yes.
If you're going to have a pest, we're going to have it here in Florida. Remember, they got 12 months out of the year to work with us. So it doesn't snow. It doesn't freeze the soil. It's just going to be something we have to deal with. So keep on the lookout. Control them when you see them. And remember that even if you haven't seen them, they're there.
Yeah. And I find that a lot of pests hide in the weeds around my garden. So I got to keep the weeds down.
Well, a lot of the weeds are related to the vegetables we're growing. So when our vegetables aren't there, they use those alternate crops to continue to stay near the garden. So when we plant them back out, they'll be ready to jump back in.
Yep. How about some classes, Ed?
We're going to be talking about growing herbs in the home vegetable garden very soon. A lot of people are interested in herbs, and September is a good time to plant a lot of your herbs. Berries, blackberries, blueberries, and strawberries, we'll discuss those. And we do grow strawberries during the winter season, not during the summer.
Yeah.
We got two classes on beekeeping, beekeeping 101 and 201. And I'm going to do a short class on peppers. A lot of people are interested in peppers, and I call it peppers. Some like it hot.
They do. Ed, we just want to certainly let you know how much we appreciate you being with us during the program all these years. And we wish you well during your retirement. Do you have any idea what you're going to do the first day of retirement?
I think I'm going to sleep in.
There you go.
Wow. Because you used to be one of the first at the Ag Center. Every day you'd be there. You go for your morning walks.
Yes, I get up there in the morning and I walk for an hour and then I'm ready to start the business day.
How about that? Well, you have a great retirement because it'll be my last time to talk with you on the air.
Well, I hope you're going to be around a little bit longer for us so you'll still come on here on Vegetable Garden.
I hope so, too. I'd be glad to be part of the program. I've enjoyed it very much and I'll miss it if I'm not invited back.
Yeah, well, Teresa will take care of you there.
There I will.
And I'll listen in every once in a while and get my tips from you.
When he's not sleeping.
Yeah, when I'm not sleeping. Joni will be sleeping in, I know. Thank you, Ed.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Okay. Thank you all, and we'll see you in the near future. Bye-bye.
Okay, you take care. Good friend, good worker.
What a great guy.
Skilled person. I mean, look at all the talents that he has.
He's amazing.
Electrical engineering, information technology, horticultural.
And a military background.
And a background too, retired from
what
military.
What a great guy.
Yep. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Technology has made instant entertainment an everyday reality, and as Americans, we do love to be entertained. From apps on our phones to social media, from Netflix to YouTube, we literally have thousands of entertainment options at our fingertips. And although we have to be careful with the content, there's nothing wrong with being entertained, unless we start to think that the goal of life is to be entertained. Entertainment is a distraction, and it can keep us from paying attention to what's most important. Ask yourself, how much time do you devote to entertainment? Do you think it's possible to have too much of a good thing, especially when that thing isn't the main thing? And what is the main thing? The Bible teaches that you and I were made to know God and make Him known. That's the main thing. The goal of life is not to be entertained, but to enjoy fellowship with God through His Son, Jesus. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Airline.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us, that's for sure. Even though it's foggy outside, you know, it's kind of fun working outside in the fog. And I like to be up in the mountains when it's kind of foggy and the fog is kind of whipping by you with a little bit of a breeze or something.
I love it. It just looks so nice when you're going down the road and you see the road disappearing in the fog. I love that, though. Reminds me of North Carolina.
Yeah. I remember one time coming home from a date. And it was so foggy, I could barely see the side of the road.
Oh, that's scary.
But, you know, I could look straight up, and I could see an open blue sky, nighttime sky.
Did you have
sky.
A convertible?
Well, I looked out the window. Have to be in Joni's convertible. That's what we'd have to do. Let's get Joni's Corner in. What do you say?
I like the music.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice music. Coming down the garden path.
Yeah. There is still time to perk up your patio and add a little pizzazz for the rest of the summer and into the fall. We have tried many plants over the years and have finally decided on a few that are just unbeatable, which means minimal, if any, leaf drop plants that don't mind the full sun, don't seem to mind being splashed with pool water and attractive. Crotons.
Yes.
Foliage plants. They do well in full sun and shade. They will be more colorful in the full sun, but do well in the shade. They can come as tall as 5 feet, while some varieties are smaller. Ficus trees, Ficus pendulmina and weeping fig will do well if you want that tree look without the tree problems.
Yeah.
It's evergreen with small green leaves. They can grow to be 6 feet or taller, but an easier it be pruned to fit your space. Does well in sun and light shade. Caladiums are a beautiful addition to our patio.
Love them.
Yeah. It's not plant you would expect to find on a patio. We planted a few bulbs in a large pot and let it go. In the fall, the leaves will die back, but won't drop them all over your patio. When the plant starts to decline, just remove it from the patio until it comes back to life the next spring.
Yep.
How about large clay pot or bowl, or maybe clusters of three different sized pots with the following plants? Start with the
Alternanthera. Yeah.
Thank you, said that word.
Yep.
I tried to say it. Huh?
Joseph's coat's another name.
Okay. It's a spectacular plant with very colorful foliage. There are many color variations to choose from. They add sweet potato vine, which will eventually spill out on the sides of the pot. These plants can be found in medium green leaves, variegated leaves of pink, white, and pale green. And be sure to check out one of the dark purple leaves.
Yes.
That is almost black. Wow, can you imagine that? And to add a little dimazon, then finally add a plant called Purple Queen.
That's kind of neat.
That's it.
Yep, very good. Now, here's what I find. Hard to find Ficus benjaminum anymore.
It really is.
Why?
And I don't know. I think it's gone out of favor, and I just think that we haven't grown them, and now that everything is gone, we want them. And
I like them.
I think so. I love the variegated ficus.
Yeah, well, we've had that one, too.
The green and the white.
Yeah.
It looks very striking.
Slower growing, too.
Yes.
Yeah. And when Joni gives the heights on these here, these are in containers, kept on a patio. But, you know, you put them out in the landscape and some of these things are going to go wild.
Sure. I mean, I like Acalypha, too, for really colorful pots. You put it in the yard, it's going to get to be 6 to 7 feet tall.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot of good things to add to the patio or the pool area. The only reason we went with some of these on the pool area is we don't want the flowers, petals falling on. You got to clean them up and all those things. So these here, minimal maintenance.
Minimal maintenance and not a lot of pest problems, especially on the rubber plants and things like that.
Yeah, yeah. Good job, Joni. The one I have with the Ficus elasticus is curled leaves. Yeah, due to the thrips that get into them.
Yeah, and that happens because you're screened in patio. There's not a lot of good air circulation. So what would you recommend if someone has thrips?
You know, I would get, and I had them in a container on a ficus like that, I would probably get a hold of the BioAdvanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. It has labeling for containers.
Oh, there you go.
You could use that. Otherwise, you could try insecticidal soap. But the problem is, if it's those leaf-folding thrips, they're inside, and insecticidal soaps and oils aren't going to reach them.
Do you think about using a systemics?
Well, the BioAdvanced
is a systemic.
Yeah, and it's got two systemics in it, actually.
Wonderful.
It's set up to work pretty well. Hey, Lisa here says, very foggy on I-4 today. So if you're traveling on I-4, everybody knows where I-4 are if you're in the area.
That corridor there.
Yep, so that could be a problem. Here's Ron in Cottondale. Let's see if we can help him. He says, I have an area I like to plant beside the house, only gets good morning sun. What veggie can I plant there for Florida's second growing season? Only gets good morning sun. Leafy crops.
Leafy crops, you know, the lettuces, you know, all the spinaches.
Collards.
Kale.
Yeah, the ones that form fruits of any sort, whether it be beans or whatever, are probably going to have a tougher time. Or if they form root crops like beets, you might get the tops. You could eat the tops, but I'm not sure you're going to get the root
right.
portions.
And even carrots later on in the fall season will need a little bit more sunlight.
Yeah.
So we need calls.
Yep. Joni's waiting for you. Calls 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text us at 23680, 23680, number 1-888-455-2967. Give us a call. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by U.S. Med.
Do you take a lot of medicine or take care of someone that does? Hero is the new smart device that makes life easier by pre-sorting a 90-day supply of up to 10 different pills. Just pour them in and Hero does the rest.
So easy to use and saves me so much time. I never miss a dose. I'm never late for a dose anymore. And that is so critical to me.
What I like best about my Hero is that it's so easy to set up and it's so easy to use, and I don't have to worry about my pills or get distracted and forget did I take that pill or not, because it reminds me.
It alerts and dispenses with the push of a button. Plus, Hero sends a friendly alert to you and a caregiver.
Hero is amazing, but you could even live out of state with the person and still program their Hero from the convenience of your phone.
I feel better than I have ever felt simply because I have this device.
Try Hero risk-free for 30 days. If you don't love it, you don't keep it.
Call 800-613-1842. That's 800-613-1842. 800-613-1842. Call now.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Technology has made instant entertainment an everyday reality. And as Americans, we do love to be entertained. From apps on our phones to social media, from Netflix to YouTube, we literally have thousands of entertainment options at our fingertips. And although we have to be careful with the content, there's nothing wrong with being entertained, unless we start to think that the goal of life is to be entertained. Entertainment is a distraction, and it can keep us from paying attention to what's most important. Ask yourself, how much time do you devote to entertainment? Do you think it's possible to have too much of a good thing, especially when that thing isn't the main thing? And what is the main thing? The Bible teaches that you and I were made to know God and make Him known. That's the main thing. The goal of life is not to be entertained, but to enjoy fellowship with God through His Son, Jesus. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us today here at Better Lawns and Gardens. Just enough time to get in a text message or two and also a phone call. Text messages you can do anytime, 23680. We're limited on time when it comes to phone calls. So who's up there?
We have Beverly from Tallahassee. Good morning, Beverly.
Hello, Beverly.
Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm doing fine, yeah.
Yeah, good. I know I've only got a minute, but I got three quick things.
Oh, no, you got more than a minute.
Okay. Well, I had 4 inches of rain this week at my house.
You did? I had two, about two. So Teresa probably had a downpour.
Yeah, it comes. Usually it's the middle of the afternoon when it rains, but it's been in the evening, so lots of rain up here. And the other thing you were talking about, the plants, and when I lived in San Francisco, jade plant grew like azaleas grow here.
Really?
They got that big?
They'd be like 4 feet tall.
Wow, and I've seen some pretty big ones.
They'd be in between the, you know, everything's paved over out there, so they'd live in a pretty small dirt patch, but they were big shrubs out there.
Wow.
Did they bloom?
I never saw, well, I think everything blooms, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's I saw blooms one time on jade plant.
On a jade plant. Wow,
yeah,
that'd be
I've
interesting.
Never seen that.
Nothing exciting.
and then I have some exciting news that has nothing to do with gardening but with land. Last Friday we had a, not in our yard, but somewhere out here, there was a ground lightning strike.
Okay.
And it didn't hit our electricity. Like, we still had lights and air conditioning and the TV, thank God.
Yeah.
but it blew out the well,
oh,
the refrigerator, the dishwasher, and the telephone.
Wow.
And that's why I hadn't emailed you, because the internet is, of course, attached to the telephone.
Yeah.
And I figured out when you have that kind of a lightning strike, everything has a circuit board. You know, we took off the back plate of the refrigerator. It looked like a computer. So, you know, anything with a circuit board on it, it's gonna get it.
So are you back up to normal now or what?
Yeah, it took a while because I didn't have phone or internet, so I couldn't call anybody.
That's okay.
But we missed you.
Yeah, that's okay. I didn't have air conditioning for 2 days, so.
Well, you know what works well in this humid climate, and you could probably go to a big box store and buy one cheap, is a dehumidifier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would help. The only trouble is humidity now is 90-some percent, so.
I don't know. No way of getting around it. But yeah. Have you heard anything about the smoke coming from the fires from out west?
Nope, I have not heard anything.
No, I've been watching the Saharan dust storms coming across. That's been giving us beautiful sunsets.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
not the wildflower or fires.
Yeah. Well, the weather channel's been predicting that the smoke's so bad that it's going to come all the way across to the eastern seaboard, but and even down here. So I was just wondering if I hadn't seen it yet. But
yeah, nope, have not. Hey, I guess we got to run.
Okay, I love you guys.
Okay,
thank
we
you,
love
Beverly.
You too. Take care. Bye bye. Have a great gardening day. Let's see if I can answer a couple of these things. Very quick, got a little bit of time. Are dried seeds from a pepper plant just as good as buying a seed packet? And the same question for tomatoes. You know, a lot of peppers are hybrids.
Yes.
Some of them are normal, open pollinated. But it depends. The peppers I get more leery about. Tomatoes I'm not worried about. If the tomatoes ripen, you harvest the seeds, you save it, it's going to grow. Now, whether it's going to come back and be what you want or not is questionable. Peppers, the pepper has to be mature. It has to be going to that red color when you harvest it.
Right. Yeah. No, I would say that it's just easier to make sure that you're going to get consistency when you buy the seed packets.
Yeah.
But if you like to try and you're, you know, kind of brave, you know, go ahead and harvest your seeds.
You want to have fun, I guess.
Yeah. That's so, it. That's it.
Okay. Here's another one here. It says, good morning. They want to know if we've covered this and we haven't. Yeah, last week you said to hold off sodding due to so much rain. I think it was Tom Payne that what we had last week said that. And it said, has it dried off enough to avoid root rot? This is a whole combination of problems. One is you may not even be able to get the sod.
That's it. When it's raining so much and the ground is saturated, they can't cut it. So, you know, that's one of the issues. And then the other issues is overwatering it.
Yeah. Well, I was with some people this week that lay sod and things of that nature. And they said they got some sod, but only as a special favor from the sod company because they weren't cutting sod.
Because, you know, the tractors go in there, the sod cutters go in there, and they really compact the soil, and that's not good for the sod. The other thing is labor. You know, a lot of these farms are not getting people to work, so they don't have anyone to cut the sod.
There's a real labor shortage in our business out there at this point in time.
There is. It's hot, and people, you know, just kind of don't want to work.
Yeah,
so.
Well, how about laying it in the yard? I mean, don't put it in the shade at this time.
No. No.
And actually, Tom Payne last week said he doesn't even like to lay sod during the summertime.
You know, I understand, you know, that because we have to, but sometimes, you know, new houses, they have to have sod too.
They have to have the sod. If it's in full sun, I don't think you're going
to
have a problem. If it's in the shade, I think you could very easily rot it out. That's for
putting
sure.
Putting new sod down, you want to spray it with a fungicide about 3 times.
Oh, yes. The fungicide's gotten to be a regular thing that we apply after we put down sod. Hey, Ashton Ritchie comes up next.
I'm excited. I can't wait to talk to him.
I can't wait to talk to him because we haven't talked to him since the pandemic, and so we'll see how he's faring
and
there.
And you guys go way back.
We go way back. Antique times. So don't go away. Hour number 2 is right around the corner here. We're looking forward to you being with us. You can still text me at this time, 23680. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.